It's a different kind of an area. It's more of a philosophical area. It doesn't have an emotional impact. Okay. Sunday morning, we need an emotional impact. Okay. Okay. So we'll take up, we say we'll do Yona, correct? With Yona, of course, the first problem you have in understanding Yona was, how could Yona
run away?
Imagine that he could run away from God. And this is the main problem. It doesn't make any sense. Because our shita is that the Navi has to be a great prophet. That's the shita we have. The Navi has to be a great prophet. And there were others that proposed, they're not for now at Bala Masura, but others, the world in general, and others even certain so-called philosophers, that were of the opinion that the prophet could be a simpleton. Simple, good person. First of all, we don't believe it's a thing, number one. And two, Yadus maintains that in order for a person of Zahua, he must be a chacham of the highest caliber. Of course, it's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, Navi mitzibacha me'achecha kamocha. Yotim lachare shon lachecha. That's fine. Navi mitzibacha me'achecha kamocha. Kamocha means like, kamocha means, like whom? Like Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu? The essence of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Yeah. So it's an open topic. But anyway, given that fact, that the Navi is the greatest Chacham, and it was Shura of a Chacham, Asher, and Ziba. So the question is, how could a person who is a truly great Chacham imagine that he could run away from God? Now, the one that deals with the question is Ibn Ezra. So Ibn Ezra says that if you look through all the Pesukim in the Torah, you'll find whenever it says that someone is running away from somebody, it always says mitne. He runs away from somebody. It always is the word in Russian of mitne. Vayivrach yiftach mitne echa. Ran away from his brother. But over here it says not mitne but milifne. Every time it says milifne. And the listening means from before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means when a person is before Hashem, it means that he has a very specific relationship with God. And what Yonah was running away from was he was running away from the situation, the relationship that he had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted a specific wish of this relationship to be. What was the relationship? The relationship was Nevuah. That's what the Ibn Ezra said. Now, if you take a look at the... Always, if you take a look at the... At the Navi. Take a look at the Navi. At the Torah, I mean. You'll always see something from the Pesukim themselves that really indicate that there's something going on here beneath the surface. And the same thing is true in the Sefer of Yonah. Where is the sounding? What is the Torah writes? The Torah has an unusual style. The way the Torah writes is on two levels. And a simple person gets some idea out of it, but then the way the Torah writes, if you look a little more carefully, you see that there's something going on behind the scenes. It's always that way. That's the style of the Torah. Something that doesn't fit into the simple tone. Where in Yonah do you see this? That's the question that I want to ask. Where do you see in Yonah that there's something going on beneath the surface? Not just a simple story, like the world thinks. Where do you see this? Yeah, Yonah's not something that we aren't familiar with. Where in Yonah is Yom Kippur? Okay. So that's my question. My question to you is, where do you see in Yonah something unusual that shows you that it's not a simple story, but something's going on beneath the surface? Where do you think? Okay? It cannot be interpreted as a secret story. And it opens up.
All the drushes of Chazal, all the Parashat Baal Peh that explain the Pesukim, always have to fit into the Pesukim themselves, have to light up when you see the drushes. Can't be so drush, it can't be something extraneous to it. That's the problem with today's education. They teach kids drushes and the drushes, and the drushes take on a life of their own. The Medrash becomes a separate kind of thing. It's no status of something, and many times it's more interesting than a problem. That means there's something wrong. Something wrong with the way they're explaining the Medrash. Incorrect. Where do you see the Pesukim that there's something going on beneath the surface?
Well,
Pesukim
back to the extraordinary myth involving the fish in the case of something.
Okay, the extraordinary...
Most unusual is that the story.
Okay, the it's true that's unusual, but I could say, okay, it's Ibn Ezra said that a person can't live in a fish for a moment, can't live in a fish, let alone for days. So he says this is definitely innate. And Chazal already recognized that. Chazal says, I am man at Hashem, God. So I am man means the appointed to God. He says, this kind of the appointment was really from Shaykh's neighborhood. There's no such fish that can hold a person. Okay. But that already Chazal mentioned, the Makarsha mentioned. But I mean from in the context and the framework of the Pesukim. Where is this in the context and the framework of the Pesukim that something unusual is going on yet? How he was supposed to tell them. Yeah, but doesn't it say that he said, oh, the Oda Hoinyon, he was?
Kum Lechon in Vahim.
Kum Lechon in Vahim. But later it says, Kum Lechon in Vahim. But then when he gets there, doesn't he say, what does he say? Oda Bonyon. Oda Bonyon is in the book. So apparently
that was the message.
What do you mean? It doesn't say that Dvar Hashem is you should say these words, Oda Bonyon. Okay, I mean, that doesn't disturb me too much because many times the Torah doesn't always express itself the same way. In every place. Like, for instance, you see there was a whole discussion between the Achim and the Achei Yosef, and then later when the Torah restates it, it adds different things that you don't even see originally. The Torah doesn't explain everything. The Torah just gives you enough to get the basic idea. It doesn't really tell you necessarily all the information. But apparently he received it. I would say this wasn't the only thing. It wasn't just Oda Bon Yom in that office. I don't believe that Yonah came to Nineveh and just said, I have a message for you. Oda Bon Yom in that office. Must have been much more than that. And that was the essence of the message, that if they don't repent, they're going to be destroyed. But he must have told them what their hate is, and then they're looking to do tshuva, and it must have been a lengthy message. But the pasuk's not going to go into that. The pasuk is not what the pasuk is right here, to tell you what exactly the message was. Yes? The kikoyim, yeah, okay. We have to understand the story of kikoyim, of course. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't show you, that's not what is really unusual, what takes the story out of the framework of a simple story. In the world of the stage, you don't have a simple story. Where do you see it's not? There's something more here, yeah.
I think this might be the only place where you have love yourself,
And they mention that, but anyway, in a way, well, that's all I mentioned, yeah. That's in a weird way for you. What? Yes, that's correct. That's right. That's right. I mean, that is true. The big problem with Jonah is why did Jonah run away from the whore? He ran away from the whore. Why did he run away from the whore? Okay, that I understand. That's the problem. And the story with the Tryon and the... Yeah, that's the end of the story.
He says, and Terry Dollard, he says, I'll came to Dante with Roach Hashisho. And then he says, to your dad, he says, I told you, I can look on him like a man of Hesed. So now the question is, why is he different than Moshe's statement? Leave that...
Oh, then you leave that with Emmett?
So, no, you can't know. Leave that a whole
thing. It's not too good either.
So the question is, why does he... There must be a change between Moshe's...
Okay, we are going to
his concept, and that's the difference.
Yeah, but... Okay, but of course, over there, you're dealing with a major problem, and you're right about that, because that's one of the strangest things that he says, that he has complaints against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's killed Rachel and Hanan. He has complaints that the Kodesh Baruch Hu killed Rachel and Hanan. It doesn't make any sense. It's true. From that alone, you see there's something unusual. Nobody's complaining that the Kodesh Baruch Hu killed Rachel and Hanan. It's a difficult thing to understand. But that goes into the same, that involves the same problem as why he ran away. That's the same kind of problem. Apparently that's the reason anyway. Of course we have to understand what that means. But there's something, what I mean to say is something more basic than that. That the world understands Yonah to be a very simple story. But you can't say it's a simple story just from the story itself. Yes?
Yeah? The story contains more about the perception of Yonah than the actual storyline itself. That's why the
mechanism tells about Yonah. Good one. But the basic question is like this. If apparently Yonah ran away from the core Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he ran away from the core before from the core, in other words, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it seems, had a method of curing his state. How did God cure his state? With the whale, with the fish. Okay, with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the story. That didn't help him. It doesn't seem that helped him. But it would seem if that was the case, that's where the world was going to start. Then the fish swam out, and then he went on his way. But what's strange about it is that after the fish put him out, he still had the same problem. He says, why did he run away? Because I caught his waffle scale Rafa Machanan. And he was upset apparently about that. But if that's the case, then the dog, the situation of the dog was supposed to change his mind about that. Cause him not to run away. But it seems it didn't solve this problem at all. Because when he gets there, he has the same exact problem. The story was a simple story, it would be like this. That he ran away from the war. The dog put him in the belly of the fish. So then he was in the belly of the fish, so he did Cuba. And now, that's the end of it. Now, when he comes out, he has the same exact problem as he had before. He still complains. Exact same thing, no one different. What's the difference?
He's not going to go anywhere.
He goes. That's the difference. He goes, but he still has the same problem. You see right away that something is going on over there. I mean, this was just a matter of a person running, deciding to run away, and then he changes his mind. So then, once the incident with the dog took place, that'll be the end of the whole problem. Okay?
Couldn't the key be why he was told this is in the blood, though?
Yeah, well, I mean, that of course, you have to understand why it's talking about it. But from the pocket you see that the strange thing is that if the way the world understands the story is that the situation of the dog feared his problem. He feared his problem, that's it. And now he doesn't run away anymore. And finally you see there's something deeper beneath the surface. The dog only did so much. But it didn't straighten out the essential problem, because he reiterates the problem again.
Okay?
Yeah. So what the question is, what did he, what happened in Ehadot? That's the question. What happened? What is the influence? What occurs in the Ehadot? What occurs in the Ehadot? So, you see, the it's obvious actually that Yonah did not wish to save, Nineveh. The question is why he didn't wish to save Nineveh. A lot of different shots were given. One shot was given because of the fact that he thought it would be bad for Israel, because it would be a bad comparison. Because Israel doesn't retrieve as readily as they, and that would reflect poorly on Israel and would cause an onus for Israel. That's something that's difficult to understand. I mean, because what they do, what does that do with the... Baruch Hu has done, knows objectively, or God knows in advance what the people are capable of doing. He's done a person according to his way. Somebody else does something else, doesn't affect them. Besides, God knows what those people would do anyway. So it shouldn't make any difference. It's a difficult shot. Others want to say because he knew that that they would eventually cause harm to Kali Israel, Syria. Of course, on the fire, and you wanted to be the instrument of causing harm. I think there's a more simple shot, a more straightforward shot. I think the shot is that, you see, the Ibn Ezra mentions the beginning, that the Navi, Yadis, a Navi, a person, any other government, never loses his mind. There's no such thing as a mindless activity. Anything a person does has to do with his purpose, has to do with his understanding. And if the Navi doesn't understand his mission, he can't go on his mission. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu fought with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for days, because he didn't understand his mission. And if a person doesn't understand it, he can't go along with it. And I think the simple shot is that in the eyes of Yonah, these people were such a shame that he felt they didn't deserve to have the right to be dead. They didn't deserve to have the right to be dead. Even if they should be true. Or more simply, they didn't deserve to have the right to be true. You see, Chazal say by Paro that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from him the ability to be true. Of course, the last happened to be, the Rambam says that one of the things that are really not a separate yisod, it's the yisod adas. It's not a separate ikar, but it's the yisod adas. And the yisod adas is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu never interferes with a person's free will, with a person's bechira. That's why power is such a problem. Because you can't have a single individual that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to ever interfere with him, no matter who he is. So therefore, God can't take even a paro and use him for his own purposes, in order to create Kol Yisrael, if it means that by doing that he's going to infringe upon Paro's Bechira, even Paro's Azasa. God can't do that, because every individual is endowed with a Tzelem of a sin, and he has a divine right to exercise his Bechira, no matter who he is. And I thought Baruch Hu can turn the earth upside down, but he will never interfere with the human beings before. But by Paro he did interfere. Why? Because Paro was such a rasha that he simply didn't deserve to have the right of Bechira. It means he was reduced to a subhuman level. Subhuman level has no right. Bechira has no right to be true. Yonah was of the opinion that the city of Nineveh, the Assyrians, were on such a level of riches that they didn't deserve to have the right to be true. They had to be destroyed. On the contrary, felt that if these people are permitted to live even after this, it would have a bad effect on the entire world if it would show people that evil is not so not so terrible. And a certain point in Navi felt that these people have to be made an example of. They don't deserve to be able to teach you all. They need to hold on, and they must be destroyed. That's my opinion. The simple shot in why Yonah refused to go. He refused to go on his mission because he couldn't accept the mission. In his mind, that was incorrect. And the Navi is not a puppet. The Navi is a person who has to work with his chokhmah, with his knowledge. When he goes on a mission from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it must be based upon chokhmah and knowledge. And if he doesn't understand it, then he can't do it. He simply can't function as a Navi.
The riot from the psukim.
The riot from the psukim, my riot from the psukim is because what was the whole story with the Kikayon? You mentioned before the story with the Kikayon. What was the story with the Kikayon? So it says that the Kikayon, God said that did you feel bad about the Kikayon? He says, "Hey, they call me a mother." God said, "Atachastal a Kikayon ashelo amalta lo velo gidalta she bimlaylo hoyov bimlaylo ovo." The end of the parish. It means to say like this. It means to say that Yonah really, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Yonah was a new idea, a different concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Racham Lachanam. That the Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God's Rachmanis, is different than the Rachmanis of a person who is a created being, and this has Rachmanis on another created being. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis is a Rachmanis of the Creator. It's a very unique kind of Rachmanis. And then it's a different kind of Rachmanis. It's a Rachmanis that no person can really understand. But Yonah, even though he couldn't understand it fully because he's also a created being, but he had a deeper insight into it. There are certain things that we can't understand, that a greater chacham has a deeper insight into. It's a strange kind of phenomenon, the philosophy of Yadda. For instance, he believes that a person cannot know what Olam Haba is. Can't know what Olam Haba is. But it says, Kol HaNaviyim Nisnadu Limot Mashiach. Aval Olam Haba, Ayin Lo Rosh Elokim Zu Rosecha. But the Rambam nevertheless says, when he describes people on a very high level, he says they have a deeper understanding of Olam Haba. What does he mean, deep understanding? He just can't fully understand it, but there is such a thing as approaching it. So that's the Yisod Yadda. It has to do a lot with the Rambam's philosophy of negative knowledge. It has to do very much tied in with the Rambam's philosophy of negative knowledge. But a person, there is inside a person, the Tzelem Elokim, there is some pure ideas in a person's soul. And as in order for a person to get to it, he has to chisel away a lot of the dross that surrounds it. And that's how a person gains a deeper insight. Olam Haba is something we can't understand because we're physical. But an individual has chipped away more and more of the physical, of the temporal, of the illusory. So he approaches, because of his Tzelem Elokim, he approaches it closer to the idea of Olam Haba. That's the Ram's concept of negative knowledge in the Moran of Ovid. Speak yourself. And it's the same thing happened with Yonah as well. That even though he couldn't understand the chesed Hashem, it's impossible for a human being to ever understand it, because that's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Creator. But nevertheless, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu being melamed him, teaching him, he was able to approach it on a deep closer. And once he approached it closer, he was able to be in line with his mission. He was able to understand his mission. Yes. Yes, what do you want to say?
So, 59.
Yeah, you're right. 59, 59. Yeah. 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 Y Because Rachma v'kol ma'asav. Rachma v'kol ma'asav means an all creation. Even the animal kingdom. Even the animal kingdom. That's why it says in the Hema Rabba. Because the Hema Rabba once said that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was the creator. Rachma v'kol ma'asav. It means even on the
Tito Yonah. Tito Yonah's Tameah.
What?
Tito Yonah's Tameah.
Is it Tameah?
That's Kama Vakama. Kama
Vakama, yes, that's right. You're right, that's right. Tito Yonah's Tameah. Rabbi Shapiro said, if you're doing Tameah, then that's the Kama Vakama. And if on a Tameah, you have Rahman, certainly on a Behemoth Odom, which is a higher level.
Yes,
the legend
that you should follow that
through.
Yeah. Now it means that
which power? The power of the science. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
And this happened in the time of the Messiah? This happened in the time of the Messiah? The question you have to ask about the Kikurian is like this. The question that you have to ask about the question you have to ask about the Kikurian is the example of this. Why? It's a plant. He has a castle of the ground. He planted, he gave him shade, so he could set it and die. But set it and die. He lost the shade. What does it have to do with the shade? That's the problem with the plant. But the answer is like this. The answer from the plant is precisely. The answer to the question by the plant is, what does it have to do with it? But the plant is a plant. The plant is very hot, it needs a shade. Now the plant is like this. But what does it mean when it means like this? What it means is that there is a psychological process that goes on in a person, and a person has something that assists him, that helps him, that he is very dear to him. It becomes an extension of himself. It becomes like a part of himself. So the person is a tree that helps him, that is good to him, benefits him, and it becomes a part of it becomes like a love out there, so to speak. It becomes like a part of himself. So there's an emotional relationship that develops. That's the way man is. That's precisely what God said to him. That you can understand that type of an extension, which is really, it becomes like a part of you, and you have a feeling for it, so to speak, and it's not that you just lost the shade that bothered you. It's like you lost something which is a part of yourself. That's the emotion. So that's why God said, that is not even a creator, that's just something that bin Laila Hoyol, who is in Laila, what's the book? It should have been Laila Hoyol, and Laila Ova. And Laila Ova, there's one value of it. And in spite of that, you relate to it in a way as if it's a part of you, as if it's an extension of yourself. So, I shouldn't have Rachmanis on the city of Ninveh, when I'm the creator of the Borei Olam, and I created these people who lived in the city for years, and the name of Rabba. That's the cover. That's precisely the cover.
Yeah.
He was showing. Yeah.
It's actually about a becoming attached to a tree in the Gemara says the town of Blood came to see that it was in water.
Oh, so it's going to be
next. That relationship also reads.
Yeah, it shows that kind of relationship.
That type of relationship.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Station itself, some kind of a psychological, maybe the...
That's precisely, that's exactly what the number meant. But let's get to the main problem. The main problem is...
Now he had Rachmanis. He had Rachmanis, and it bothered him when the Kikoyan died. It wasn't just a practical event. In other words, when the Kikoyan died, it wasn't just a practical event. It wasn't just any loss.
It was a loss.
It was a loss. It was a personal loss. He experienced a personal loss. That's what God said. When you experience a personal loss, it's something that was just important. I shouldn't consider an entire city of Nineveh. That was a problem.
Maybe the shot is just simple. You weren't concerned about the destruction of a whole city, and in one little kikayon, that destroyed your all upset. It's under destruction.
Yeah, but the point that you have to say it's a psychological phenomenon. Otherwise, yeah, I'm upset because I'm missing the shade, a practical thing.
But you don't care about a whole city, and you care about a kikayon.
Yeah, sure, because my son will die. But I don't have the shade. If it's a practical thing, so the reason why I care for it is because if I don't have it, I'm going to die. Of course I care for it. Every person wants to live, so they're trying to save their life because it's very hot. You could die from the heat. But it's a practical thing. What does that have to do with the year of New? But the answer is there's more than a practical. It becomes something that he enjoys and he likes and he attached to it. There's an attachment. That's what it is. It's a psychological attachment because it's too much. It's a natural thing that a person has.
You know, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You live in your house, you have a tree, you get 50 years, and then you have memories that are older than whatever. This is the key point. The whole point is it's overnight.
All right.
How can you have emotional attachment?
Because it was that one day. It was helpful to him that one day. That one night that helped him. That then on the contrary, that indicates the by mind of something Vayismach Yonah with his tongue and simcha gedola. He was very happy. So it wasn't just, it was more than practical. This became something that he became attached to the Kikoyan. And the attachment to the Kikoyan was precisely what the muscle that God used. That you have, he showed into the emotional life of man an example, a muscle. You can't understand God doesn't have emotions. But he showed into the emotional life of man an example so that he should be able to direct his mind to the idea of the Rahmanis of the Creator, the Rahmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we read Yom Kippur, because it shows you the Chesed Hashem. Hashem is called Rachman Achanan. But Hashem is called Rachman Achanan. The person from the sin has nothing to do with Rachman Achanan and Bakr Achanan. Rachman Achanan and Bakr Achanan is weak, is nothing. But it's both of Rachman Achanan totally different, qualitatively differentiated. You can approach it through a muscle, but you can never really understand it. But that's the reason why you need it.
Why did he ask God to take his life from him?
Why did he ask God to take his life from him? Oh, because there was no purpose to his life. There was no purpose to his life. Let's see what he gets on his life. It's a good question. Why did he ask God to take his life from him? Okay. Now the question he has to ask, of course, is what happened in Ayah Dada? Right? What happened in Ayah Dada? Something must have happened, because apparently after he came out of the Ayah Dada, they continued on his mission half-heartedly, so to say. But it was enough to get him to continue on the mission. Wow, what happened in the Ayah Dada? What did he think, and why? Now, that's another question. Why is it, he says he was in the Ayah Dada 3 days and 3 nights. And then it says, Vayishalel Yonah l'Hashem alakov min the Ayah Dada. So what happened the first 2 days? Long time. Okay. What? You didn't care, yeah, but I mean, what happened suddenly after the third day? Something must have occurred. What did this war happen for 3 days? Yes?
He must have believed that. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to exist. He defied his Kadosh Baruch Hu and his existence is over. I mean, the guy's
So it took him 3 days inside the fish to realize that he wasn't going to die. So there's so much to be perfect in his existence.
Right.
And so then that's when he prayed.
That's good. That's good. Very good.
He realizes
good.
That he begins to get some sort of insight that even if I'm this worthless, then maybe there's some sort of purpose to this mission to save these people who seem to defy God's will also.
Okay, hold on. Oh, stop there before that. Okay. First, let's go. Another word like that. The thing is, what Yonah really did, what he was doing in many ways, he didn't just run away from the force. He didn't just run away from the force. He ran away from a drop of the shot. Nothing. He ran away completely from a drop of the shot. Because the nothing represents the highest form of a drop. And he simply ran away, he went on a ship, and he was going to go to Tarshish. And from that moment on, the kind of life he was going to have was simply a life of chance. The Rambam says that a person is on a low level is subject to the laws of chance. And the higher a person is, the greater the person is, the closer he is to God, the less he's subject to chance, and the more he relates to God's Hashem. So Yonah really, when he ran away completely from the Hashem of Hashem. He threw himself into the world of chance. That's it. He's significantly more than others. They threw himself into the world of chance.
Was he just taking the letter to send the letter to Tzavoda?
No. He didn't run away. Yeah, Melochola Tzavoda is correct. Melochola Tzavoda means that wherever you go, there's no way to escape the existence of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Wherever you turn, the existence is not there. It's obvious. The smallest stone is the greatest rock. But he ran away from Ashgacha. How do you know that he ran away from Ashgacha Hashem? The prophet. What does the prophet say? Correct. That's also true. That's true. And it says, Vayira malachim vayizakim ish el eloha vayotimu es akevim asher b'onio el hayom lohakel me'alehim. So they, first practically they made it easier, and they prayed to their gods, but v'yona yored el yarkasei atzina vayishka vayirada. He went to sleep. That's it. Whatever happens, will happen. He wasn't concerned. He was a person that just put himself under the laws of chance, and that's it. He wasn't going to be concerned about it. Yes?
The question is about the malachi that throwing Yonah out.
Oh, okay, we'll get to that. Did they have a right to do that?
That's
correct.
By
you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to give up even if they say you only want one Jew, this Jew. You're not allowed to give him up. That's correct.
If people volunteer.
He can volunteer. We'll see what happens. But there's another proof also. The proof was from the Shiva also. What do you say in the Shiva? He says, Vani Amarti, Pasakei. If you want to base Pasakei. Vani Amarti, Midrashti, Minegarinacha. What does he mean, Midrashti, Minegarinacha? Midrashti, Minegarinacha means I'm not under the Ashgacha anymore. That's what I mean. So that was, Midrashti, Minegarinacha. Ain Hashem always means Ashgacha. He may ain't had Hashem on your rail, like the Ramban says. Ain't Hashem on your rail means God's Ashgacha. Ain't had Hashem on the Techa Bo, Mereshis Shono Varach Hashem. What does it mean? It means Ashgacha Hashem. Ashgacha. So, when he says Midrashti Negerinecha, it means precisely like the Ramban says, like the Ramban says, it means that the Ashgacha, he ran away from the life of being under the Ashgacha, and he just threw himself into the world of chance. That's what it means. Midrashti Minegarinacha.
The fact that the Yonah was prepared for him would indicate that I'm talking with him. He ran away from
the question. A real question. Now what happens is like this. You can ask another question. It's further. Ask a question like this. If that's the case, there's a big question to ask if you say that. If you say that Yonah really was away from... I want to put that.
physically he ran away was because Chazal said. It's a good question why he had to physically run away. Chazal said because his foolish children asked to try. So he ran away from Master Shul because he wanted to stop in the war. It's a good question. Why he went away, I don't know. I guess it indicates the fact that he was finished with his mission and he was just going away. He was going to Africa. He just put himself away from he didn't want anything to do with his previous life. It was too painful to him to be in a situation to be with people that knew him, and he's the Navi, and he could be too on the simple shot without the Chazal on the simple shot. He didn't want to be in the same society where his function is another. People are going to come to him, they're going to talk to him. He couldn't do it. The best thing is just to go away and start a different life. Another life. That would be the rational thing to do. You say that people are going to annoy you. He couldn't tolerate it. To face the people and say that he's not going to be another anymore, he couldn't do that. That he couldn't do. Family wouldn't be right to do it. He's so absconded. And no one knows where he went. That would be the simple way to do it. He's a missing person. Yes. That's clear that he didn't want to tell the people he's going to. Maybe he's going to. He didn't want to do that. But he just disappeared. No, it's best he disappeared. It's a simple answer. Simple question. Yes.
Because he told the people on the boat. So he said they knew he was running away. How'd they know he was running away from the
ship?
If you maintain that position, you have a problem in the
process. That's right. Well, you're right. That's the problem we're going to bring up. The problem is, if it was. There's one problem we have. The Rambam already, I mean, this seems to be clear, this is what he was doing. But if that's the case, so why was it? Why was it that the Tsar Gadol, there was a Tsar Gadol, and the Tsar Gadol Bayam, they threw him overboard, why did they weren't him crazy in your sailor? Because also, Rashi mentions, why did they cast lots? So Rashi said, "Mechuvin apila garolas." Why do they catch lots? That's a crazy kind of a thing. I mean, nobody's going to want to go on a ship with them. Anytime from the other side, they catch a lot. They'll throw one guy overboard. These were professional sailors. They never did it before.
Then we did that after he suggested it himself.
No, it's not true. It was before. He says, then when the lot fell on him, then he told him the story. But until that time, then the catch lots. Crazy kind of a thing. So especially Chazal say that Vayimtza Oniya Bor Sashish Vayitin Schor. He paid for it. He paid for the entire ship, Chazal said. He was a wealthy man, Kolam Azim Ashiram, all of them very wealthy. So he saw the ship there in the port, and the ship was waiting for passengers. And he went on the ship and he said, "No passengers today, look at this. What's the price of the entire ship?" He went on the ship and he said, "Let's go."
He chartered the ship.
So especially, you know, when you have a good customer like that, you don't throw a lot, you throw them overboard. Doesn't make any sense. You know, rational people, they got the money right. Okay. Well, he takes the entire ship for something. But Rashi explains, there's Roli Moyu Sha'or Sino Sofos Bayam B'Shoah. They throw the other ships peacefully going by, no problem. And this one, Mishalohem Mishtaberas. Amru B'Shalachu Mimeno. He must even pick it up. It means to say they saw something, whatever it was, saw something unusual there. That they realize this is not a regular, an ordinary storm. This is Ashgab. And they believed in Avodah Zorah, but it's in the Masa. Because of that, there's something funny going on here, and that's why they kept a lot. So the pasuk says, so the question is like this. So the question is, if he was really going to be under the laws of Chin, so apparently he wasn't successful. Why? Because then he explained to them the whole story. I'm running away from before God. So then they were afraid.
Malachim were afraid.
And
yes. In Apila Garolos, Garolos is in the future, is it plural?
It seems that they keep on casting it over and over. And
every time it came out,
then they realized it's not chance
that's
anymore.
That's it. When that Peter Gorilla, because they kept on doing it again and again, and they thought it always happened, it was his name.
I couldn't be chance anymore.
Okay. But at any rate, so therefore, Yonah saw this, and he said, lift me up and cast me into the sea, and then the sea will be calm. And Kachava, that's what happened. And you see, they were tzaddikim. You see, they were tzaddikim because that was the last resort. They says vayachtu even after that, even after the lots and everything, vayachtu anoshim lahoshim layabashim lo yecholu. Started to row vigorously to get back to the shore, but they couldn't do it. Last attempt. And finally, they pray to God. Over here is different. Before it says an interesting thing. Yonah, in this little incident, he was able to show these people the idea of the true God. Because you see, originally it says that Vayizaku Ish El Eloho. But then later, after he spoke of him, it says Vayikur Al Adoshem Vayono. Honor Hashem Al Nanov Dobenechesh Yishazer Al Tikim Ev Dam Nakim. Then they recognized the one God, according to Baruch Hu, that they threw away their gods. Some say they were a Megaya later. So anyway, right. But what's the point? But the point is that if that's the case, so they'll follow the gods. So apparently, it was actually it wasn't chance anymore. It wasn't chance. They were thrown into the sea. It wasn't chance. If it wasn't chance, so then he should have seen that he's still under the Hashgacha. He's still under the Hashgacha. So what was he waiting for? What did he wait for 3 days? That's what it tells us. That an ordinary person, if his life is worthless, his life is worthless, so then his life is worthless, he's chayav nisa. It means that his existence is equal to his non-existence. In terms of the scheme of things, his existence has no value. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam with a very specific profile. A person doesn't fulfill that profile, in terms of the scheme of existence, it's where his life is worthless. Okay, that's what means with chayav nisa. Chayav Nisa means that his existence is worth. But by a regular person, if that occurs, he can continue to exist accidentally. It means to say that his essence is really partakes of the essence of a behemoth. Okay? And most are other than a behemoth. So it means to say that he can continue to exist as a behemoth. Accidentally. But with a Navi, what I want to say is with a Navi, it's impossible.
Hashem would draw purple and stuff?
With a Navi, it's impossible. From an individual? Yes. Possible. That is in Russia. Hashem would draw his Ashgacha. It's not the term of any Ashgacha whatsoever. That's different. A tzaddik isn't deserving of the highest kind of Ashgacha, and that's the highest level. It's different level of tradition. Okay? What I want to say is like this, that a person whose essence is Nivu as a Navi, that this person cannot continue to exist accidentally. Because that's his essence. In another individual, his essence could be the Nefesh HaBahami, the physical life. So he continues to exist in the physical existence. One of them is just another. But by another, it's not possible. Because a Navi is an individual whose whole nature is raised to a higher level, where his existence is only in the higher sphere. So when Yonah saw, that's why Yonah said right away, he said it's me.
in the lifted Hashem on his arrest. At first he didn't think that. He didn't realize that first. He thought he was going to go away, take a trip, take a vacation from the war, and have a new life, abandon his original way of living, and that's it. It was just as a person who was not under the Asher. But the moment he saw what happened in the ship, he realized that that's not possible. That's only possible for a lower level human being. His existence is not sure about how much he can continue that way. But the nothing cannot exist without God. And the moment that occurs, the moment he saw the Tsar Gadol, and the Gorolla, as Rabbi Shapiro mentioned, the Chazal said, correct, Gorolla, plural, they kept on throwing it again and again, catching up, and every time he came up his name, he saw the Zazacha, he understood that it means he has to die. That's why he prayed. Yeah, I know. Even as we reject that God. Even as we reject, because they base it on the word dog and dogot. And they want to say that dog is male and dogot is female. Even as it says the tzedek and tzedakah. They're the same word.
Right.
You reject that God. I'm going with a simple shot. The plain shot is there was one fish, and that they learn from Mim-e-ha-dava, not Bim-e-ha-dava. Okay, there's no question, there's an idea there, a further idea. I'd like to get the basic chapter, so I'll go through some more finer details. But at any rate, you see, the thing that he learned, the first thing he learned was that a person that is a Navi cannot, if a person is a Navi's existence is equal to his non-existence, he has to die. That's why he said to them that Bishumi, Hagdola Zalach. Okay? That was the first thing. But one second. Then when he fell into the ocean, he was swallowed by the fish. When he was swallowed by the fish, so then after 3 days, something occurred to him. What occurred to him? He realized that the incident with the dog was really not to put an end to his life. That wasn't the purpose. And that's why he said, Achamai, he said, when he said, Vani Amati Midrashti Minegere Necho, Kishe Shlichuni El Hayom, Rashi says, Hini Mace, Midrashti Minegere Necho. So he saw that there was something that the Ashdocha was not really to put an end to his life, which would be in line with his stance on love. If we say that that's the end of the world, and that's it, there's no reason to that. But he saw, then he started to see, when he was in the Me'a Daga, and he was surviving for a while in the Me'a Daga, he saw that there is an unusual thing that's happening, namely, that this whole Ashdocha must be, this wasn't to kill him, but it was really for another purpose. Okay?
He needed 3 days, and the text emphasizes, not 3 days, but 3 days and 3 nights.
He needed three days. Why? Yes, yes.
An hour or so, you're right.
In an hour he knew, that's right, I agree. In an hour he knew that the Ashdocha was that he should live. But for the next 3 days, what he did was, he was thinking over the whole incident, and he was thinking over his dilemma, and he was formulating his tefillah. That's why the question is, like, he owned an Ayah dog. It means that after he realized that he's not destined to die, then he has to understand the phenomenon. So what is the purpose of this? What is happening? What's going on? And he came to his conclusion. His conclusion was really expressed in his tefillah. Because you see, at first, in other words, he thought he's not dying. He thought something strange. But nevertheless, nothing was happening. He still was there. So what kind of hashgacha is this? See, hashgacha has to make sense. He's not going to die, but he's going to stay here forever. Nothing's happening. He waited. After the first hour, he realized he wasn't destined to die. But then he waited. Hours, days. He sees that nothing. What kind of hashgacha is this? He's stuck in the belly of the fish. What's happening? It has to make sense. Another can't work unless it makes sense then. So what was his conclusion? But God wants to live. Fine. And he knew that after the first hour. Somebody mentioned it. Correct. After the first hour, he knew it. But there was a process. But what did he do? He's in the fish. He's not dying, but he's not getting anywhere either. He's still in the same fish. Days are going by. So what is this? What is God?
What is that?
Did he make this before? How did he do this before? It's not exactly the right place to do it in the world. Wait a minute. He should have done, but now, what's now? Nobody even thinks what should have happened. Some people spend their lives thinking about what it could have been and should have been. Nobody looks to the future. What are you doing now? You're wasting energy, wasn't it? What should you do? So what should he do?
Mm-mm.
He realized one thing. He realized that what he has to do is good. That's what he realized. And he saw time is going by. Hours are passing by, days are going by, and nothing's happening. So the hashgacha is not that he should die, and the hashgacha is not that he should do anything, because he's stuck in the belly of the fish. So therefore, there's only one logical conclusion. Now, what did he do? It took him 3 days to realize that he should be mispalel. That should be mispalel. That's why it says, "Mispalel yomar l'rishim alokov min eyadala." That was his realization.
Interesting that the tefillah is a Tehillim style type of
Tehillim style to
Yordan and Sulo.
Yes. Very, very much.
Yes.
He realized that there's one thing. Yes.
It gives measures of what you
want to
go. Okay. The eyes of the Dodo.
Yeah, yeah.
Kalona to the base of Nessus and the base of Nessus.
Right.
Yeah, something brings you to the ideas and allows you to express and feel.
That's right. Yeah. So
they have to bring the carbon to make the midrash. That becomes a helpful touch.
But now, as a matter of fact, you can understand what the Chazal say. As we mentioned before, the Chazal say that the one fish, the first fish was a male fish, and he had a lot of room. Then to the man, to a female fish. Female fish was tighter. That's why he has more organs, more associated organs. There isn't any room. So then he mimei hadava. It means to say that it was very loyal to Docha. What does the Chazal say? It's not an argument. It's the same shot. The question is, did he figure it out himself that he should be misfollowed? Or did he need to be cooked? So they learned from the prophet, Docha, that he had to cook to Tefillah. Once he saw that it was in pain, then he realized that that's what the purpose of Docha is. The fact that before he had plenty of room and now he's in pain, the purpose is he should be misfollowed. That was tough. So what did it... Once he realized that, then his whole life changed. Then he was Mole Simcha. He was Mole Simcha and he began to be Meshabeach. But to take a look at what he says. He starts off, Kolosi Mishkola Lio L'Hashem V'ayani Betin She'ol Shivati Shamata Kolim. What does Hechel Kachecha mean? It means Shemayim, it means Hashem's Baruch. So you see later, he says again, Vatovo elecha tzilasi in chakachet. El hecha kachecha. El hecha kachecha. Even as it says. Because it says, Hashem behecha kocha asu kana kala. Means a kodesh baruch hu Yoshe's molon, the source of Hashgach. So it means to say that he realized that even though he didn't understand his mission, he wasn't on the level to understand, and he ran away and he gave up the Hashgacha and everything, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned. The first concern was Yonah. Concern about him himself. That's why he held him in Eyad Daba 3 days, Shlosh Yom and Shlosh Lero, to show him that the Hashgacha was really, forget about Minveh, the Hashgacha was really for him himself. The Hashgacha was that he should be Mitzvah. That he should be Mitzvah. Yes.
Is it possible that he came back to point one, where it says, Lahabit Al-Hechel Kachapa, and now I can go back again to where the Nebuah started, because I'll say that he was in the Beit HaMikdash.
Oh, you mean the Nebuah?
Yeah, and then the Nebuah came to him.
Yeah, I know you're saying. You're right. These all these things to fit in. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. But I just want to get the simple stuff first. The Rashi says we have a check on me that the Yerushalayim. And Yishana Lishana, Vineyata Rashi says, Vineyata Kineget Tachas HaHechos of Yerushalayim, Kineshinema Achos Lavar Hechos of Shecha. It means the same idea. It means it's as if he's in the Mikdash. He's completely under the Hashgacha. So from the situation of completely being away from that Hashgacha, he found that he's really completely under the Hashgacha. Completely under the Hashgacha. Yeah, sure. Right. No, sure. Yeah. But, the word Shiva is not right. But it's not, it's still, it's not Hashem. That's right. Then he says like this, but he doesn't say over here, I don't see over here, but he's dead. It's not, because it's an ongoing story. So what does he say? He talks to his event. He says, it's not that following Nazi effort of Tim Zachartha. And he says that no matter what kind of trouble he had, no matter what kind of pain he was in, he remembered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the midst of all his pain, the idea of God was most prominent in his mind. But there was another, that he comes across. Then he speaks about it, he says like this. As a matter of fact, he talks about his specific and unusual relationship with God. Because he says, Yeshamrim Havli Shov, Havdom Yazed. What does it mean? The plain shot means Yeshamrim Havli Shov. There's a lot of stuff, and we'll get to the plain shot. Yeshamrim Havli Shov, Hasdom Yazovim, was referring to the Malach. And referring to the Malach, to the sailor. He says, Yeshamrim Havli Shov means the people that serve Avodah Zarah. Serve Avodah Zarah, that believe in superstitions, all these types of people. The old day of Avodah Zarah, he says, Hasdom Yazovim. It means to say that when things are bad, they say they're going to bring Vayitim Adorim, they say they're going to bring Kavonis, and make all kinds of wonderful Adorim, but then, Chazam Yazov, once things get better, then they're done. He says, but Vani b'kol todo ez b'cholach, Hashem adati ha-shalemo, yishu ha-shalat Hashem. It means to say, he says, but my, that's people who are, their whole relationship to God, and even the Malachim, even if you explain to them the idea of God, but their relationship to God is on purely on an emotional level. So since it's on an emotional level, when things are bad, yes, they're in the modern dawn, they're one of the most wonderful intentions. But then, the moment the situation changes, Hashem Yadovim. Okay? He means to say that he's putting down the level of the Malachim, who just reacts emotionally. But he says, but me, he says, but my relationship to God is based on knowledge. Since it's based on knowledge, it's based on Yiddish Hashem. So therefore, whatever I say, whatever the Dharm I make, I will bring those, I will actually fulfill those Dharm. Yeshua Shalat Hashem means that Tukka Nafshi B'Shalokaram Hashem means to say that I realize that my salvation is only from God. It's a recognition, it's a full realization from Tila, from the relationship with God. And that's why basically you see, but in the world, you have, He doesn't hardly believe that a poor person is on a high level. It's because he's poverty stricken. Poor people. The rich can't grain trade. The rich can't really have any relationship to God. Why? Because they see practically that the poor person is always praying, and the wealthy man isn't. Those are simple answers. Because the reason why the poor person is praying is because he's in dire straits. People who are poor, poverty stricken, they're very religious. He's in religion. Because that's all they have. That's all they have. But a wealthy person who's in a better situation, he doesn't have this need. But the Navi, on the contrary, because I'll say, call on his name, Ashiramai. Why? The reason is the opposite. That the Ashiramai. Is another. Why? It means to say that his relationship to God is not based on any kind of belief, any kind of trust. His relationship to God is based upon his God and his recognition of God. On the contrary, the fact that he's an usher makes him, puts him in a situation where his recognition of God is not attached to any kind of emotional need. He's a wealthy person. Not only that, he's a chacham, he's a gibor, he knows he's very intelligent. Is in so far as other than concerning is the most perfect situation. And still, the greatest achnoah, the greatest subordination before God and recognition before God, because his recognition of God is based upon knowledge, based upon doubt. And his anib is the greater honor in the poorest place. So that's really what Jonah did. So what did Jonah accomplish? So he recognized it. So Yonah really, actually, Yonah speaks in his tefillah, where he speaks about his relationship with God. Okay, but there's one thing that he saw. What did he see? And what did the tefillah compass? What did he see? The question you have to ask is one thing. To really understand this mission, not even a single effort. But apparently there was something that took place here in the Ne'eh Adaga that gave him enough to be able to continue on it. What was it? And I thought the Ashkacha was completely taken away from me. And now I see the contrary, that I'm going to continue to see the partake of realizing the knowledge of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So what did it show him? It showed him that his ideas of the Ashkacha were completely wrong. His ideas concerning the Ashkacha were wrong, and that he has to rethink his ideas about Ashkacha. That's what it says. Once he was willing to rethink his ideas of Ashkacha, then he was able to continue on his mission. What does it mean, basically? It means apparently there was some kind of an emotion, that an unruly emotion that caused him to assume that he had a greater knowledge of the Ashkacha than he did. And because of that, he was unable to, because of that, he was critical of his mission. Once he had the realization that his knowledge of the Ashkacha has to be revised, and there's some kind of an emotion which was preventing him from understanding the mission, and he was willing to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach him what that emotion is, what his problem was. The moment he was willing to do that, he was able to So it wasn't necessary for him, really. The interesting thing is not necessary. Apparently the Nogi doesn't have to really fully understand, like he said originally. Originally that's what he thought. The Nogi has to understand the mission, he doesn't understand it. But it means to say sometimes the Nogi could be in a state where he realizes I don't understand the mission, but he's in a state where the mission to him is not something which is totally impossible, totally doesn't understand. But he's ready to learn, like a Talmud Bifkei Rabbo, he's ready to learn what the idea is. In that kind of a state of mind, he can continue to perform as another. That was Yonah. Yonah was in a state where another came performing, like he was at hand. Didn't understand, he couldn't even understand. So that's why he argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days. Now, a person does understand this, a person is fully rational, he doesn't understand it, he can't do it. But there's another state. In that state, the Navi doesn't understand it, but he's willing to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach him, to explain to him what the mission is, then he can function as a Navi. But he has to know that fact. He has to know that idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will teach him, and he's willing to teach him. How did Jonah know that? He knew that in the Me'adolah story. May I dug a thought in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to be his Rebbe and teaching about the message. You only know like that. That's why he says, Ani amati v'lashi me'enecha, ach osif v'hadir o'echo kachecha. It means I'm still going to be gaining more ideas. I'll still be able to be mabit. Mabit means to see, to understand. Echo kachecha. So once he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his chesed, was willing to take him as a Talmud, then that realization made him capable of performing as another. The Navi doesn't have to fully understand. The Navi has to know the mission makes sense. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him on as a Talmud, then it makes sense. But that's why when he came out, he went and he did it. He did it, and he performed, but then he had a Talmud. Then he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, that's why I didn't want to go. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moamed. Through the Kikoyon and through his and through relating to him the concept of the Chesed Hashem, which is something that is so great that even the Navi can't understand. That's really that's the story of Navi. The only case that you have that the Navi goes on his Navua but totally different based on a totally different way. The reason is that he can only, the Jew doesn't understand it, but he goes as a Talmud.
Why did he go to the rest of the day off to get out of the bar? He was impossible to say that he never knew what was there. You know, God is possible.
That's right. Yes, that's correct. You see, he doesn't ask to get out of the body. That's true. He's not misfiled to get out of the body. He just goes over the ideas of his relationship to God in terms of his knowledge. That's what he discusses. He discusses the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, the appreciation of Chesed Hashem, from his brother, the Lachalai Ravaro, and if a funny Maya Magnetesh, Tony Salveni, the Kitze Horn Yerati, Vatal Mishacha Chaya Yad Hashem Olekai. It means he appreciates the Chesed Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, realized then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saving his life for the purpose of his being knowledge. That's Achos Yisrael Rav Kachela. Means that God is saving his life in order that he should be able to gain his knowledge. He realized that. He mentions that. And then he speaks about the fact that, on the contrary, he speaks about the fact that his idea of God is different than everybody else's idea. And his idea of God is not dependent upon his personal meaning. His personal meaning is dependent upon his knowledge, which is continuous and unchanging. That's what he talks about. That's correct. He doesn't talk about any other God. That's not important. That's not an important thing. The important thing was that he understood the situation. The situation was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to take him on as a Talmud. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to take him on as a Talmud, then he's willing to go and perform the Nevuah on the basis that he will be able to understand in the future. That's the story.
On Yom Kippur,
you mean? I think it's a way. Why you say the Yom Kippur is very simple? Because the idea is that a person, as I'll say, that before a person is followed, you should say the Yidu Midos. You know, in the Shatav Kodesh to the people. So the understanding of the Yidu Midos is what gives the person a course, Tila. Course Tila and understanding the Yidu Midos are tied together. That's the Gemara Hashan. So that's why you have to have an in-depth understanding of the Yidu Midos. And that's what you teach me on. That the main thing we understand from the Yidu Midos is negative knowledge for us. Negative knowledge is used to say, and of course you can't understand it. You don't understand it. You don't understand it. As a matter of fact, that sometimes people always say just the opposite. They don't see that that's why that's the Yisodi Torah. People say, maybe it's a second of Shemesh. This happens, that happens. But the Yisodi Amun is, no, that they knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is of a different nature, and the sense of it is Racham Vachanun, and because we don't understand it because of our limited knowledge, our limited intelligence. But the fact that a person recognizes that he doesn't understand it, he sees the Navi didn't understand it, and he sees the Navi didn't understand it, then he knows how far he moves the instrument. And that is what we call understanding the given knowledge. The negative knowledge. The fact that you don't associate the Midas of Kodesh Baruch with the Midas of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you realize that even the greatest Navi can't fully understand the Chesed of Hashem. We don't understand what it means, Racham Vachanun. That's the whole story of Bayonah. And he didn't understand. And once a person has that realization, then he can say the Yidu Midos, and because of that, the Yidu Midos have a deeper meaning, deeper understanding. Then his Tila has value.
My question was,
whether
I do that from the story, I have a great deal of belief in the fact, because of the Navi, and how this revelation is about the Hashem. So,
That's what we get at. Negative knowledge. You're working on it, you're right. That's why all these things, all these arguments about Eretz Yisrael and this and Mashiach and all these things, and it's like a number of times. It's all really sensitive. Because these people are assuming that they have knowledge of Hashem, and they know they have knowledge of Hashem. We believe in the essence of when you're doing karma. But when and how? Nobody knows. Anybody thinks he knows is the song. Great. Yeah.
Is it possible? Another reason for reading Sefer Yonah is that a whole year we run away from ourselves and from the Tzayat Hashem. Comes Yom Kippur, the buck stops here. We don't run anymore.
Yeah, we also run away from ourselves. That was a good joke. That was a good joke. Man really runs away from the Tzayat. He runs away from the Tzayat. There's a tendency to run away. It's afraid to be only looking at him. That's right. Man is a fear of
him. And runs away also from his own potentiality.
That's what the story of the Masa Beino.
They run away from their own potentiality. Yeah. You could do that. What you should do.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes.
Right. And then you would say, well, you touch one, but not the flower.
Correct. But what did he learn from Mayor Dovet? Mayor Dovet learned one thing. There's one thing he learned, and this gives you the main idea. So what did he learn from Mayor Dovet? One thing. Well, that was. The dilemma just to you, the dilemma that he had, the Mayor Dovet was, at first he thought that he was going to die. That wasn't because of our Zohar to save him. That was simply because he can't exist. Another can't exist as a good enough to bound. Impossible. Yes, God. He thought at first. First he thought that he'd be able to run away and exist without a job. Then he thought that's not true for him now. He thought he was going to die. But then when he saw that he's not going to die, he realized he was caught in a dilemma. He's not going to die. What's happening? The answer was that he saw that the purpose was a cure. But what was the essence of the cure? The essence of the cure was that a kind of sparkle was going to teach him the idea. Once he accepted that concept, then he was able to go on. And that's what it was, and that's what happened. Yes?
Why did
Moshe Rabbeinu ask God? Yonah did. Avram, yes. That I can't answer. See, why is it that Yonah as a Navi had such a faith? And no other Muslim did. You can't ask such a question, because every person in every situation is different. And of course, Baruch Hu deals differently with every human being. But then what's the whole idea of the brachas that you have in the brachas that Yaakov gave to all the tribes? What was it? Mm-hmm. Because everyone has different characteristics. And everyone has to work within their own framework and with their own characteristics. Every Navi is different. There's one thing in common, is yes, it's not. But in terms of the personalities and the situation and the particulars where they fail and particular failures of individuals, they are all dependent upon the person. And Yonah was a particular individual. His situation was such that he suffered that kind of effect. But no other. But you can't make comparisons. You can't. Why he didn't ask God? Apparently, when you ask God, it means the elders are cocky. The elders is one thing else. You see, you are right in this one. That apparently you are hitting on something. Because he closed it out completely, and then later he agreed to be a Talmud and to ask. But there was something in his nature that he held this as not an answer to the question. And intellectually as well, he held this as not an answer to the question. There's no answer to it. It's just impossible. Sometimes a person asks the question, sometimes there's no question. Impossible. Clearly it was impossible. And God showed him that it was possible.
I'm just saying, like, you see, like, when God asked Avram to bring Yitzchak to the Arkada, so he knew he couldn't.
Yes, that's right.
It's an interesting side comment, maybe that has some bearing on it. Because in the Chalkot, many of the Mepharshim, Yosef and Kasti and others, whether the first two Perakim really took place in reality or whether it was all in the Nebuah. And some of them say this is a Nebuah. Like Yechezkel. Yechezkel says, I'm sitting in the Gola, and all of a sudden I'm being transported to Yerushalayim, and here I am facing the Beis Din or the Sanhedrin, and you have this whole conversation going on. So they say that the first two Perakim was all just a Nevuah, and then after the Nevuah took place, then it goes to Nimrod.
Yeah.
So therefore, there's this whole exchange that's going on, is like with the Spanish here.
I mean, it's one thing people, the thing you have to realize, when people say, like, why there's no Nevuah today, it's not the point, it's because there's no Nevuah today, you have to realize, people don't even know, in the world of life, they don't even know what Torah is, they don't even have an idea of what Chokhmah is a Torah. And the next question is, why there's no Nevuah? I mean, it's absurd, right in front of their eyes, they have no concept of what Halach is, who Halach is. And, never mind the special way of thinking and philosophy that Yadnah has. There's a different kind of thinking, a different kind of approach. You're not even near the approach. And you ask the question, well, I don't know. It's the same thing.
It's a quick fix.
It's and in pointing out the failure of God, and when the roof of Peter's affection to kick them out, now why did the story of life do this to them himself? Because one can have an ethic, one who was a God, cannot say that he was a volunteer. So they threw him to save their life.
Why did he jump himself? Why did he jump himself? Because Satan's the problem of actually killing it. And they said, oh no, Hashem, I'm not known to beneficiary, and beneficiary says, there. Well, keep them in a dumb knock, you can't tell Hashem to share a fat or sisa. And you saw the other little young, young man. So good question.
Then he saw the idea was that he has to return to God and he has to become something. There's a good question. Why he couldn't just jump in himself instead of everybody else? Yes?
You know, what do you mean by
Bhakti Vainasi? You mean Bhakti Vainasi means when a person is troubled, completely troubled. I mean, Bhakti means bent over. Like he's like doubled up. Expression. He's like really pain, doubled over emotion. He's a terrible pain. He says, even then I remember God. Even then I remember. God is never in. In other words, he's saying that most people, when they're in big trouble, they turn away from God. They get angry at God. Why is this happening? He's just the opposite. It's not that I don't see you, I remember. No, God is, in other words, he knows God is in reality. It's not an emotional idea. Emotional idea, you can't say the sacrifice. It's not the one that's in the fucking, it's not an emotional relationship. Emotional, like the people get angry. Why is it happening to you? God's doing this to me. They're angry and they don't want to think about God. But with him, it's just the opposite. And the worst moment, he still was thinking about God, because his knowledge, his relationship to God is based on knowledge. The concept. But still, he can't say that. Yes. Well, why does that come over? That's the question. The question is, why didn't he just jump in? The divorce in all situation? What do you mean divorce in all situation?
He went
He doesn't have a desire to suffer his life. Why does he want to save his life? Yes.
I think when a person doesn't self-end, it's intuitive that he's suicidal. Even though he's doing it for another reason, there's still that aspect that he's suicidal in people's mind or in his mind. It's by giving in to the suicidal. But when you tell them, do what you want. It's not so gratifying that suicide hurts.
Support.
Some people have a suicide version. Some people consider that suicide.
He didn't want to be in a suicide.
He didn't want to be suicide. Maybe there is an aspect that I'm showing myself. Yeah, this way can't be. Do what you want.
This is a good idea. I mean, we're saying you didn't want to be brothers. This is not a normal situation, because over here you have the Ashoka showing you that this is what's supposed to be done. Yeah, but you don't know it. Here they knew it. This was the only thing she did differently, so that they knew that this is what they're supposed to do. He was a novice. Normal situation that the person would know that he should really take it. You just save others.
I'll tell you what I think.
When it says, he went there with Yad to say Atzmah. And I'm taking Hebrew here. But I think that this is the...
That's what they do to take out my weapon for the
rest of the
time. Didn't change it?
No, no, they changed it. Didn't stop it, so it stopped going. Stop going, I don't know nobody watching. Doesn't turn off. Somebody else said it? Forget the text, somebody else. Okay, because this one. Forget the text from Alice Hill. Is this one the one?
No, but you have to edit it.